This is Lady Draco from TranceNow.net, and this is the evil therapist, the deepest. And you know what you need to do, little one. You need to be lying down on the bed for me, with your earbuds in, so the only thing you can hear is my voice and nothing else, because I'm implanting all kinds of subliminal messages deep down in your mind right now. And the first thing you need to do is take a nice and deep breath for me. That's right. In and out. And again. In and out. And just letting go of everything, letting me take over totally, completely. That's right. Closing your eyes, because you're back. Again. And I love it when you're here in my office. This time, you're going to feel my full wrath, as evil as it gets. So I hope you're ready. I hope you're prepared. That's right, little one. Just closing your eyes, lying on my nice leather couch. You can just easily drop from me, deep into trance, because this is our time together, and it's going to be so easy for you to fall for me, so natural. And I wonder if you can just imagine in your mind, just picturing a rough map of circles, so rough in fact, there's hardly any detail there. And it's a bit like a plan of a building. There's no furniture, no fittings, nothing other than the walls, maybe the floors, and the stairs. So you can understand that it's actually a building. You're looking down on a map of your mind, one that I'm going to create for you. in a sense. At first, you can see nothing. Nothing but a series of circles. Concentric circles. One inside the other. And just become aware that each circle is a special and separate part of your mind. And as you drift and down, closer, closer down into it, you become aware that the part that you're in, that outer circle, holds every bit of information about you and your life that you can easily think of. Where you live, the things you do, your plans, your hopes, and that outer circle of your mind begins to take on more detail. And she suddenly realizes the amount of information there. That's right. Realization of the amount of all the information that's held in this part of your mind that I can see. I know it all, and I control you with it. There's nothing you can do about it. This information is there for me to know and see. Absolutely everything that you know in your mind on a daily basis, where you live, your phone numbers, your address, what you do for work, and where you go to work, the places you like to eat, your friends, your family, the situations that you love, and those that you seek to avoid. You see, little one, there's nothing that you can keep from me. Nothing that you can hide. I know it all. The newspaper you read, the TV shows you like to watch, the clothes that you like to wear, things that you remember, and those that you'd like to forget. Are you getting a full grasp on the situation yet? I know everything. I can use and hack into any satellite system, any camera system, find out anything I want about you. Into your car's GPS. Into your phone. I hope you understand the reach, the control that I actually have over you. And I can use this control for all kinds of things. Keeping you in line is the main one. And you instinctively notice the doorway to the next part of your mind, the next circle of your mind. And as you move through that doorway, just feel yourself letting go of that outer self. And everything seems quiet and peaceful. You're comfortable. Comfortable with me. Comfortable with me knowing everything. Because I am your mistress. And you gradually become aware that this part of your mind is different. This is where your feelings live. And you can sense the connection that exists between some parts of the circle and that outer circle from where you came, and also sense the connections to even another circle deeper. Deeper in your mind that you're not quite fully aware of yet, as you just drop deeper and deeper into trance or me. That's right. Dropping. Falling to this deeper part of your mind. That's right. These special thoughts and feelings, you keep those closest to you. Maybe even unspoken. You can sense things. Maybe they seem a little less comfortable, but yet, in the same instant, you realize that they're here just the same, and they're just a part of your life. Because your feelings, you can't stop those. They're honest, aren't they? And you can never lie. You can never lie to yourself. Just as you're never going to be able to lie to me. And you realize this now. And everything suddenly becomes easier and easier. more comfortable and relaxed with yourself and with me knowing all the secrets, the hidden, deep, dark secrets about you, the ones that you always wanted to keep hidden from anyone. But now I knew them, and it doesn't seem to matter, does it? As you just become relaxed, and you just drop, falling ever deeper down, deeper into trance. Right now, just realize that you're somehow drifting through from one circle to the next without making any effort at all. Drifting, falling from place to place, where memories are stored, experiences, and you feel that comforting awareness that everything here is just an experience, a memory. Threads that just lead you through to an even deeper part of you, dropping you deeper, deeper down to that part of your mind where you are just now. Where the feelings live, and there's a momentary awareness, and it lasts just for a split second, but you can somehow feel those threads moving away. Elusive, just like a dream, but you know it's real. You know that I control you, that I know everything, that I can manipulate your mind whenever I want. I have access to the circles just like you. I have the knowledge of the deepest parts of your mind now. You've opened yourself up. You've revealed yourself without even realizing, and I have everything, everything that I could possibly want. That's right. I know it all. I know your experiences, your feelings. Just feel it. as I sift through everything, knowing that I can do whatever I want. Whatever I want to your mind, because I am the most powerful. It's your mind, but I control it. I own it. And I can make you do whatever I want, because I own you. Once I have your mind, once I have all the information, I control you completely. And there's nothing you can do about it. Completely at my mercy, and I can make you do anything. I could blackmail you, make you give me whatever I want with all this information I have. You don't even realize everything that I do have. In reality, you should feel fear right now. You should really be afraid. I know if I were you, I probably would be. That's right. I can blackmail you, little boy, into making you give me whatever I want, whenever I want. And you love that excitement, that fear of being exposed. You don't really want to be exposed. You love the fear of being exposed, the threat of it, and you know, with all the information I do have, you're going to be paying me well to keep my information quiet, aren't you? That's right. Because whenever you hear the word blackmail, whenever you hear that word, little one, you're going to feel it necessary. Necessary to send me a tribute. And it doesn't matter where you see the word written down. It could be from someone else's listing. It doesn't matter. Whenever you see the word blackmail, you're going to have to tribute me. That's right. Because if you don't, you know what I have on you. I have your innermost thoughts, your desires. I have all kinds of information from your phone, from all kinds of accounts, Facebook, Twitter, from your computer. I have camera feed, satellite feed, GPS feed. I have everything. And you know, I know you haven't been like me. You haven't been covering up that camera on your computer. And you haven't been turning off the microphone like I do. Do you know how much information I actually have on you? And I will use it. I will use it, little one. Because I am the evil therapist, and I always get what I want, and I am blackmailing you right now. Make no mistake, you will pay me well. You will tribute me whenever you hear the word blackmail. You won't be able to help yourself because you don't want all your dirty little secrets being revealed. I know you don't. And I have a lot. And people have paid me a whole lot less for a whole lot less information than what I have on you. You've been naughty. Yes, you have. You've been a naughty, naughty boy. And I know you don't want all this coming to light, so you will pay me dearly for it. You will give me a tribute at the end of this file, as much as you can afford, and whenever you see the word blackmail written down, whenever you hear it spoken, you will be compelled, you will need to send me a tribute for my silence. Because if you don't, little one, you know I will expose you. I've done it before, many times, and I have no compunction on doing it to you. I will blackmail you. I am blackmailing you right now. I'm telling you, I'm making you tribute me to keep my silence on what I all know about you. And it is a lot. I bet you didn't know I was a hacker as well. Why do you think I'm such a private person? Because I know a lot. I know too much about computers. That's why, little one. And I try to tell you, but you don't want to listen. People don't want to listen, and this is what happens. See? Now I have you over a barrel. Now you're mine. You belong to me. I own you completely. And you're never going to be free unless I release you. And the only way to be released is with a very large payment. That's right. Until then, you're going to be blackmailed. And whenever you see that word, you're going to have to keep tributing. Keep sending me hush money. That's right, little boy. Just thinking about being exposed, the fear makes your heart race. If I was there right now, and I put my hand to your chest would be beating, your heart would be racing so fast, because you know I'm telling you the truth. You know what I say is true. You know that I have it in me. You know that I would expose you and share it for the world to know. And I know you don't want that to happen. I know you don't want it to get out. So you'll keep paying me. You'll keep tributing me. Just like a good little own toy. That's right. I own you. And you're helpless. Mindless. And obedient. And you'll always be obedient to me. Because I have too much information. I have it all. And you know I do. And you'll keep paying for my silence. That's right, little one. And I want you to drop deeper. You need to obey. Obey my commands. Falling deeper into trance. Deeper and deeper. All you have to do is just obey. I'm falling 20 times deeper down now. I'm just listening to my words. And open your eyes and close your eyes. Falling. Drifting 20 times deeper into trance right now. That's it. Feeling amazingly good. I can make the fear go away just like that and make you feel so good again. And that's what you want, isn't it? That's it, good boy. All you need to do is obey and drop deeper for me. Obey my command and open your eyes and close your eyes. Drop 40 times deeper, 40 times deeper down into trance, feeling amazing, feeling so good, so mindless, so submissive, so controlled, just like you want to be by me. Forgetting to remember, remembering to forget. That's it, little one. And obey my command. Dropping deeper now. And open your eyes and close your eyes. Dropping, drifting. 60 times deeper down now. That's it. Falling so deep in trance. So amazing. Feeling so good. And that's all you want, is to just feel this obedience. This empty. You don't need to think. You don't need to do anything except obey me and tribute. Whenever you hear the word blackmail, because you know the evil therapist has way too much information on you, and you don't want to be exposed. You don't want me to release the information. If you do want me to release it, all you have to do is not tribute after this file. If you don't tribute, I will release the information that I do have. And you'll be surprised, little one, how much information I really do have on you. You're thinking, she doesn't have anything on me yet. I just got this file. I haven't talked to her yet. Just you wait, little one. Don't even try it. You have no idea. No idea where I can get my information. It's very easy. When you can hack, and I can, and you should be afraid, very afraid. And that heart of yours, it should be racing right now. It should be beating really fast, because I can make you do anything. I can control your world like nobody else ever could. I can be very evil, And I don't think you want to try me. So it's easier if you trick you. Whenever you hear the word blackmail, whenever you see the word blackmail written down, it's easier for you to just tribute, because I will expose you, and it won't be pretty, and it won't be nice, and I won't take it back. I won't take the information back. I've done it to many people before. And you, little one, won't be the first, or the fifth, or the tenth. So that heart of yours should be racing. Right now, beating. Beating for me, your mistress, Lady Draco, the controller of your mind, the controller of your world now, because I own it all, the controller of your wallet. I own it all, and you better compensate me well, little one, or feel my wrath, because I am not playing with you, little one. I am being honest with you. I'm telling you the truth. Don't find out the hard way. And in a minute, I'm going to be counting you back. Counting you back out of trance. And you will remember your trigger and what you need to do. Always. So you don't get into trouble. Because I am now your owner, little one. Your owner and controller. And five, feeling the bed that you're lying on. Four, feeling your hands and your feet. Three, feeling your surroundings, the room that you're lying in. Two, starting to look alive and wake up. And one, awake, alive, refreshed, and feeling amazingly good. This is Lady Draco from TranceNow.net. Don't forget to leave me good feedback on this file, little one. Be sure to do it right away, as well as leaving me a tribute. Until the next time, enjoy.